Louise Kramer with Mission Network News. Reformist candidate Masoud Pezeshkian wins Iran's runoff election. The cardiac surgeon promises to ease tensions with the West and improve social freedoms. However, many Iranians doubt his ability to fulfill those promises, as Supreme Leader Ayatollah Khomeini holds the highest authority in the Islamic Republic. Unknown Nation's Greg Kelly says,
there's going to be human rights atrocities, lack of religious freedom, targeting of minority people groups, crackdowns on people standing up for freedom. So we need to pray for the Iranian people because they are literally in the crosshairs of the enemy.
Gospel work continues thanks to opportunities in nearby countries like Iraq. Pray for the continued protection of believers who are willing to risk everything to share Christ. Pray that Unknown Nations can get the resources needed to distribute more solar-powered audio Bibles in Persian languages. And Heart for Lebanon's summer outreach only began last month, but it's already bearing fruit. Co-founder Camille Melki says the Summer of Hope program is a perfect escape for destitute kids like Zahra Jamila.
This girl, whose name is Beautiful Flower, has such a sad, broken story of pain and suffering. In the last 2 years, she wouldn't engage in any verbal and nonverbal communication.
The program's arts and crafts class recently offered a breakthrough, helping a little girl work through trauma beyond her years. Go to missionnews.org for the rest of her story.
The cross, though she comes from a Muslim background, shows us that all the Bible stories, the verses, all the songs that she had learned are affecting her. This is the hope that we receive as we share Christ's hope with those who needs it the most.
Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener supported by people just like you. So by giving to Mission Network News, you enable us to keep the stories of God's kingdom coming. Look for links at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.